Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and this is the last show of 2018. The rest of the year will be reruns to give you some extra boost for the new year, replaying a couple of shows from last year that celebrated the end of the year and the beginning of a new year. So today we're talking about the process I created called soul progression clearing, how that ties into ancient healing modalities, and how that can help us gear up for the new year. So I will be giving you some examples of what people come to me for soul progression clearing, and really how you might look at even using some of these techniques for yourself, to boost yourself up in the new year. So we'll be doing that. But first, I want you to know that you are always welcome when it's just me on the show to call in and get a quick intuitive reading or to chat about the subject of the day. And to do that, to call in live today, try 202-570-7057. And if you're shy, please know that I understand that, and you're more than welcome to, email me at my website, robinfritz.com, that's robynfritz.com. Or the other place to find me is at Facebook at The Practical Intuitive, Robin M. Fritz, and you can get me a message there. So in those places, you can contact me for a private session, or you can ask for a quick intuitive reading on the show. These are really quick readings, but they can give you great insight into an issue. And to add to that, the role of a professional intuitive like me is to tell you what we see right there in your energy field, in mind, body, spirit for you. And it's up to you to take that information and add it to all the other information you use to make a decision with, right? Because ultimately, we're all out there just doing the best we can to really advance the growth of our souls in these bodies and to have the best life possible. So again today, I'm going to talk about soul progression clearing, what that is, helping you dig deep into some clearing techniques that you can use for yourself, and some thoughts that you might take into this season here in the Northern Hemisphere as we approach the winter solstice, the time of renewal. And if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you're just waking up to summer, you're full growth, crops are growing, and just adds to that fullness of the season. So as we get into the show, I want to start with a quick grounding meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, an extremely rare crystal. But Fallon is even more rare as an ancient power crystal, a healer, and a truth bringer, and currently in the shape of a crystal ball. Neither one of us had a choice about that, and that's how it is. So if you can imagine that you're connecting with Fallon in the way that your intuition works most strongly, that could be seeing pictures, seeing him very often, especially for people who are a little concerned about what they might see intuitively. He appears as a gold man, but you may also see a gold light or some other way of just gently being introduced to this energy. You may hear him speak with you. If there's somebody telling you jokes, that's probably him. You can feel his energy, extremely powerful, or you may simply know that you're connected to him in this space. So take a deep breath, sit back in your seat. Don't do this while you're driving, please. And take your attention to the top of your head. Imagine you're connecting with Fallon. And as you breathe down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, imagine just the cares of the day washing away and you getting grounded right here in this space, opening up your intuitive and healing abilities to connect with this ancient energy. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. Just feel the cares washing away. Feel yourself settling deeper into your chair, feeling whatever blocks there are to your forward momentum just easing up. And now as you breathe up from your bottom of your feet to the top of your head, you're welcome Fallon's energy into your body, if you will, or just simply observe it moving outside your body. So breathing in from the bottom of your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. And at the end of the show, we'll close you back down because a lot of people have wide open crown chakras and connecting with Fallon, and that can make you dizzy and lightheaded. So today's soul progression clearing. Soul progression clearing is a modality I created after studying with several people in the energy healing and shamanic world. And it's a metaphysical process that helps us clear out the blockages that are holding us back and then to fill ourselves up with healthy energy to help us be our best selves. So I say it includes intuitive insight, and usually my client has a pretty good idea of where in their body they feel stuck or where they feel that something is not them. And they may even have an idea of where that came from. Sometimes it's very clearly to them a previous life issue. Sometimes they know it's something that happened in this life and they may not completely remember it if it was something that happened in a childhood. Or they're, you know, very clear of what's holding them back and what they need to eliminate. So we will sit together. We will chat about this. I will do an energetic scan as we're chatting, pointing out the areas that I feel might be stuck energetically. We will then call in the individual spiritual team to pull things out, as well as the healing deities and beings that I work with. You may be surprised to know that dragons are back in the world. And I cannot pronounce any of their names, which they find very hilarious. But I do call the Queen of the Dragons Lorena. And she's lived at our house for a number of years now. She was actually partnered with my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Murphy, in Murphy's work with the world, which was multidimensional. And Lorena sticks around to help my current animal family in their continuing work, as they are reincarnations. They did come back to continue their work to help me and my clients, and you know, sometimes to keep me out of trouble. And you know, that's sometimes a 24/7 job, I'm sorry to say. So Lorena will help. Also, there's a goddess that I call Connie, who is more closely related to an ancient Celtic goddess known as Ariadne. In her role as really an interplanetary goddess, helping people tap their best selves, she, in our practice, she works almost as a fertility goddess. And I always have people like Don't worry, you're not going to get pregnant unless that's what you want. When you know, after you go home and have this conversation with your other partner. But fertility in the means of growing to be your best in the world, to shatter the blocks that are holding you back. And that can be a creative project like painting or writing or photography, but it can also be a new career growth. It could be a deeper relationship with your family. Very often, some more practical ways of deepening your personal spirituality. You know, we are talking mind, body, spirit. So we're looking to give ourselves a boost in that way. So I know this sounds like a general topic here. So we look at intuitive insight. Then I bring in the various healing modalities to clear out the blockages, and then we use what I call alchemical energy, which Fallon is tapped into to help fill you back up with healthy energy. So the real question is, what does this look like for me, you know, as you're sitting there, and what does it look like for people who actually pursue this process? Well, you know, the biggest thing that I'm seeing in my practice is people who are feeling blocked on a number of areas. They may be feeling blocked financially, creatively, in their jobs, not having even a family around, or feeling disconnected from their family. And some of that is really learning to tap in to yourself and learning to trust yourself, that we all make mistakes, and we can learn from our mistakes, and we can grow and continue to grow in the process of being fully human in this lifetime. So as an example, I do have a lot of professionals, especially healthcare professionals, doctors, nurses, massage therapists, even yoga practitioners, psychologists, mental health professionals who are working with troubled people on a daily basis, which is their calling, but sometimes they can get knocked off balance with that, you know, desire to connect with their patients and clients without being dragged into their personal issues, so that they can be relevant in the work that they offer them and not be overwhelmed by somebody else's issues. And sometimes too, there are their own blocks. For example, physicians have contacted me, and they are young, they are really skilled, and yet they're blocked, and they can't pass their board exams to become a board-certified physician in one discipline or another. And they just can't do it, and they feel that there's something holding them back. So they will come for a session, and the process is to identify what's holding them back. And that could be, sometimes it's cultural, that they come from a cultural background where women in particular are not expected to be working outside the home, or where their families have cultural expectations of having children, and that's what you do, and you don't have a career. That was certainly my thing that was put upon me by my own family, and I've been, you know, raised in a small town in Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest here in the U.S., so it doesn't have to be a foreign country at all. So you look through that, you can see ancestral ties that go back. And when I'm talking about a doctor who's feeling blocked and can't pass the board exams, we looked at the blocks the family put on in terms of the most important thing is to have children, you're doubting yourself and your ability to achieve, and that creates a really just, you know, tension and lack of focus, and you get so worried about, taking the test to be board certified that you blank yourself out. So that was a process of pulling out those threads of connection to things that are holding us back. And those threads, as I'll talk after the break, those threads can be ancient, or they can be tied to other people, or they can just be tied to concepts. So with the healing deities, with the goddess Connie that works with me, that's the name that I guess I called her when I was a little kid, with the dragons, with their spiritual team, what we do is we pull out those energetic threads and we send them back either to the person they're connected to, or simply to source, if you will, may burn up the threads of connection so they can't come back, but leave that entity and that energy to be taken care of by the spiritual team that's connected to that energy. When that's then done, we go back in. I look the person over energetically. I, ask, what are you feeling now? How are you feeling this? How is that feeling to you? And then at the end, we fill that person back up with healthy energy. What happens? They call me up and they pass their board exams. So this process does work. And I created it from my training because the things that I trained in had scary names. And I didn't feel they were appropriate for modern times, and it didn't feel to me like they adequately described the process. So soul progression clearing is then a process of clearing out the things that are blocking you so that your soul can progress forward in its journey in this lifetime of growing itself, of learning to love itself, learning to spread that love in the world and make the world a better place. So after the break, I will talk about what some of these ancient modalities are and how they tie in here. And if you have questions, a comment, want a quick reading, that phone number is 202-570-7057. Back after the break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about soul progression clearing and what that can do for you. So in the case of a doctor that I worked with, it was really clearing out the lack of self-confidence, the family emphasis on having kids as opposed to being a doctor, and clearing that out to give her that boost that she needed to get through the board exams. It wasn't that she wasn't competent, it was that she needed to take charge and she needed to clear out those things that are holding her back. And so if you are looking at this process for yourself with, you know, any one of a variety of people that can help you clear blockages and fill you up with energy, really there are a couple of, there are a number of ways or different reasons why you would want to do this work. One is you're feeling blocked creatively and you're stuck on a book project, an art project, whatever, or you're lacking inspiration. That's a way to clear out the doubt and the things that are holding you back. Boosting your personal and professional lives, well, that sounds like a huge, you know, all-encompassing topic it is, but we each of us have those little things that are holding us back. Are we good enough? Did we get a good enough education? Is there someone out there who's more ruthless than we are in the terms of willing to do whatever it takes to get where they want to go, and how is that going to affect you and your desire to move forward? So what's blocking your personal and professional life? Sometimes people are looking for an understanding of their deeper role in the world and in the universe, and sometimes that taps into previous lifetimes. But whatever, if you're feeling stuck, whatever, not just even creatively, but if you're feeling stuck in getting moving forward in your life, I know there are days myself where I think, God, I'm just not getting anything done today, and I have these client appointments later, and you know, so I'll stop and do a quick clearing with Fallon to get myself back and focused on whatever it is that knocked me off balance, because our daily lives will knock us off balance. That's normal, right? I mean, if you went to work and it's pouring down rain, whatever, you know, you're driving, you need to be careful. All of those things can knock us off focus because, you know, our days are busy. They're full of different things. And we can take those in stride. And then sometimes it just becomes overwhelming and it's time to not just do something like a soul progression clearing, but to just take some time off and, you know, clear your mind, get some more rest, eat some good food. Those are the kinds of things too that you can do to help that. But oftentimes people are feeling drained by their family responsibilities, by demands of friends, by other relationships. Perhaps a love relationship isn't on as solid ground as you thought, or there's something going on between you that needs to be cleared out. Sometimes people can't stand up for themselves, that they feel like they have to give everything away all the time, that they have to do what other people want them to do. So that's like, well, I'm expected to get married and have children, and I guess that pretty much takes care of my life. Sometimes people feel, well, let me back into that in a second here. Other times are to get vibrationally or energetically clear, right? So clear yourself up to claim your personal power. And everything about the world around us today is trying to take away our power, right? Religion, culture, politics, you know, this time of the year, everything can take away your power. And so it's our job to find out what those things are that are blocking us from being fully who we are and fully standing in our authority as divine beings and take that back. So, but another thing is that very often people come because they're having difficulties and they feel there's something in them that shouldn't be there. That sometimes they're feeling there's like even maybe something, someone in there energetically blocking them. And this is a very real thing. Sometimes it can be the dead, not even our own dead, just the dead that are out there and not moving on to the afterlife. It can also be thought forms. So let me explain what that's all about. So ideas can be real. They can take real energetic form that affects us. So, for example, the Empire State Building in New York City is a real physical building. Yellowstone National Park is a real physical place here in the United States. Old Faithful, Geyser. Those are real physical things. But enough attention paid to these things, like the Empire State Building, like Yellowstone, creates a thought form, an idea, if you will, that exists on an energetic plane and that can affect us. And anything that we pay attention to over time can affect us on an energetic plane. So an idea can become a thought form, and that would be heaven, hell, purgatory, Reiki, democracy. You know, all of those words define something that we can identify as a real concept in the world. Reiki is a wonderful form of energy healing, and it has been used enough as an idea and a concept that it has become a real thought form. And as my spiritual team explained to me when I was like puzzling over this, a thought form becomes very real, and it does then exist, and it can affect us. And that's great, right? Don't you want to be affected by something as awesome as Reiki, as energy healing, as whatever is going to be out there that's going to support you? Of course you do, right? But do all of those terms support you? Does the idea of heaven or hell support you or hold you back? That's a question for you to determine, because these are all thought forms and they are all things that we can accept or reject in our daily lives, in our culture, and in our spiritual mindset. So it's, you know, becomes very sobering to think about these things. So that's where the idea of these ancient healing modalities comes in. So let me explain some of these. So here I was in my practice. I do personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship. So I talk with the dead, human and animal, space clearing, right? And then various forms of energy healing, and then past life regression, because I add things to my practice that to me fit holes that I'm seeing in the needs of my clients. I'm pretty sure right now that I've filled in everything I need to fill in, which is just right, just inviting myself to stumble over something else, right? But I was doing a number of space clearings here in the Seattle area. And Seattle, you know, is a young city, but there's a very ancient and troubled story to us here. We have an old Native American tradition, and then we just have the land itself. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, here in the Seattle area, we get about 1,000 earthquakes a year. Now, most of them are very small, and we don't know them or experience them, but they do create kind of a shaky foundation for us. And that foundation ties back into ley line disruptions, and ley lines are like the veins and arteries of our human bodies. They're the veins and arteries of the planet. You can actually see them if you're flying over the country in a jet on a sunny day, so you can see the ground below you. You can actually see ley lines if you ask your team to show them to you. But here we have frequent ley line and disruptions because of the earthquakes and because our mountains here are very young. They're still growing. And those of us who live here accept that someday the ground may roll beneath us. And, you know, that's what happens. But there are also other things that live here with us. And they are not human. They are ancient beings that are part of the landscape around us. Oh, there goes my phone because I forgot to turn it off. All right. So, and they live in the ground. They'll come out of portals in the ground. They'll, you know, invade homes. They're very active. And when people call me up and say, well, I have a disturbance in my home and this is what's going on, you know, down with them because they're scared and they're worried about what it is in their home. And I tell them, I said, you know, if you knew what was out there walking around next to us on the street, you would not go outside, but because you don't understand what they are. I mean, we just haven't been taught what these beings are, and most of them are benign. They're just going about their daily life just like we are. We just don't see them most of the time, but they're already in our homes because they come in with us, or they don't have boundaries. If you have a home like mine, where I'm open as kind of a ambassador between different dimensions, we get visited all the time by things. In fact, my young dog, Ollie, who's a 3-year-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, had his first major visitation Saturday night. And since he was a baby, the multidimensionals coming by and checking on him and finding out, well, you know, are you thinking of working with us or not? You know, what are you doing? And it was a very intense half an hour there with a bunch of different beings wandering through the house and Ollie's eyes wide and tracking them around the room. I know, sounds crazy, right? But it's all very real. So here's the thing. These things are out there in our environment, more in some areas than in others, concentrated more on major ley line connections. And all of those places are really places that the modern churches have built churches on. Religious faiths have built churches on ancient gathering places because they knew about the ley line disruptions and or where the ley lines came together. And those are power centers. So what happened in ancient times is people were much more aware of these kinds of things that are out there in the world and much more aware of how we can affect each other with our thoughts, with our feelings, with our emotions, and with basically our intuitive abilities. And it became a way of, you know, so-called dueling, if you were, in ancient times. So one of those things, couple of those things have come down to us in practice, and it's created some issue in modern times because people will use the idea of these things as weapons to convince people to pay them lots of money to keep them clear. Not necessary, and why I don't actually use these words in my practice. One of those is curse unraveling. Now, curse unraveling will get has a bad reputation because people have used it inappropriately, and those who use it appropriately are very quiet about it because it's just part of their practice. They're not out there saying, you need to pay me $10,000 so I can remove this curse on your family. The shamanic perspective of curse unraveling is that someone, maybe even you, somehow cursed yourself or your family line in this lifetime or another, and that curse has repercussions now. Okay, so there may have been way back in one of your previous lifetimes, you may have, and your neighbors may have had a disagreement over something, and they may have cursed you. I curse your family line from here to doomsday. The other is that, you know, in ancient times, the family lines, the patriarchs wanted these family lines to continue. So they actually put not a curse, but more like a compulsion on the family line to continue. I mean, if your family line dies out, right, you're a failure in their old mindsets. So they want the family line to continue. And that goes down through generations. So people in successive generations feel this compulsion to continue the family line by having children. One of my clients was very clear that this compulsion was real in her family, but she also felt that there was a lot of abuse, and she was the last of the line, and she was not going to continue the family line. So the family line was going to die with her. And she felt like there was this pressure on her to continue. I wasn't as clear about what she was looking for as I sound now. At the time, it was just like, I just feel this compulsion to have children, and I don't want children because they're abusive in my family, and I don't want that to continue. I feel like it's something that's in our family line that shouldn't be there. And when I looked at her energetically, I'm also the medium, right? The person who can talk with things. And I'm looking back 1,000 years to the founder of the line, and he's looking at me and he's saying, this line must continue. And I said, well, you had a really good run, 1,000 years. I'm talking to you from 1,000 years in the future. This is your last descendant. And she says, it is done. It is over. He's going, but it's over. This is her choice. It's not your choice anymore. And so what happens there? So we pull out these threads of connection and we send it back to him 1,000 years in the past, which time doesn't really matter there because he's present right here. So we send those energy threads back to him, his spiritual team, the healing deities and beings that support us, are sending those energy threads back to him. And then what happens to the client? The client feels that place where those energy threads are connected. They feel it as a whole in their energy body. They can actually tell you where there's a space open in their body, where it's open now. And so we breathe through that, and then that's where we fill them up with healthy energy. And that takes it, you know, some more time, and there you go. So I'll give you some more examples here after the break. Hang on.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. So it's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about the process of soul progression clearing, and I was just explaining curse unraveling. So think of curse unraveling as something like this. You may feel something stuck in you, and you will sit down together, and here's something that really happened in a session. Wow. So you were a Viking left behind in medieval times because you were considered weak, right? Now you're overcompensating. So let's change the mindset and help you heal yourself. So we can do that with a little bit of hypnotherapy, which is really just relaxing and allowing your soul to speak, helping you dig deep so that your soul can talk to you about this. Because your subconscious mind knows the truth about whatever's inside you blocking you. You may not be able to fully pull it out because you don't feel real confident in yourself, or you're not quite sure how to do that, which is why you come to someone like me. But we are all capable of looking at those subconscious things and pulling them out and healing them. And that's what a process of our lives is all about, right? Healing things. And I don't talk about things like karma. I don't even believe in karma. I don't believe we, at least how as I understand it, I don't believe that we do things and then we have to pay for them in another lifetime or that kind of thing. We do make mistakes. We also, do good things, and we all learn from all of those, and hopefully we continue to learn from them. So the point in then with the curse unraveling and the soul progression clearing is to get at the energy threads that are keeping you from being the best you can be and simply eliminate them, then fill you up with healthy energy. There's another aspect to soul progression clearing, which is why I call it that and not something else. And that is a modality that is called compassionate depossession. Now, this term was created by Betsy Bergstrom, who's a shamanic practitioner here in Seattle and is also Buddhist. And that's the reason why I took classes from her. While I have many friends who are shamanic practitioners, I tend to pull back from it as a discipline because I think many of them are feeling like they have to be warriors all the time and there's somebody attacking them. And oh my God, that's just like too much for me. Plus, I work as an ambassador between dimensions, like my animal family. So if multidimensional beings showed up like they did here Saturday night to meet my boy and talk to him, and you're not going to get very far as an ambassador if you start blowing up the beings that show up to have a conversation with you. So I'm not that wild about that shamanic attack all comers mindset. Add Buddhism to that and you get somebody who's a really good teacher. So Betsy came up with the idea of compassionate depossession. And the reason I took this course of study with her, actually two courses, advanced depossession, was that Fallon and I together were meeting all kinds of beings from different dimensions or the dead who had not moved on to the afterlife. And I just really didn't have an adequate way of dealing with them. So in upcoming shows, I'll talk more about the dead who don't move to the afterlife. That's what my upcoming book discusses too. But the idea is, what I was discovering was that there are many, many stuck dead out there going back eons, millions and millions of them. And I figured out how to deal with that. And I'm dealing with that by giving them a boost, by helping them move to the afterlife if they're ready. But there are a lot of the dead who know they're not in the afterlife and could care less, because they just want to hang around and goof things up for people. And that's a polite way of saying some of them are just real jerks. But either way, there are the dead who can get stuck in our energy fields. And there are, you know, thought forms, as I've talked about, as well as, you know, threads of connection to other beings that aren't human that we don't even see, because they're almost like in different dimensions, but they're still here on the planet with us. So going about the process of our daily lives, we can get all these energy threads attached to us. That's really the process of our daily lives, regardless, is little bits and pieces of our energy spin off and stick in a place, and others stick to us, and that's just how things go. That's just the way it is. So Fallon and I were meeting some of these complex entities, and we were like, what do we do? And Fallon goes, I know what to do. And he literally burned them up, sent them back to source, burned up. And I felt bad, because we were actually, in a real sense, killing them. I mean, sending them back to source all burned up is basically eliminating their free choice. That didn't feel right to me. Maybe sometimes it is appropriate, but it isn't the way that I wanted to handle things. So here's the thing. The Catholic Church is one of several institutions out there that has called for an increase in exorcists. That is, priests who can handle what they consider demons or demonic attachments to people. Okay, so my first response to that is ridiculous. And my second is, wow, I mean, you're even worse than me, beating up these things that may have no evil intention at all, but just may be very confused, which is what a lot of the stuck dead are. Are there demons out there? Yup. Is there that level of possession that you would require an exorcist for? No, it's a lack of understanding of what these beings are and what they need. So compassionate depossession is a way of removing the threat of attachment to another soul without harming that soul, even if that soul has attached to you and knows it shouldn't. It's a way of helping them take their energy connections back and therefore go into the afterlife, where their spiritual team can help them heal and grow and review the lifetime that they had and incorporate that into their next soul choice. So why in heaven's name, and I'll say heaven's name here for this, why would you kill something that is just looking for redemption? You wouldn't. So the process of compassionate depossession is simply to honor that thing that is attached to your client or to you, help it let go, bless it on its way, and let its spiritual team take care of it. That is a far more healthy approach than the exorcism, which assumes that it's bad and will further traumatize this being who had most likely no intention of hurting anybody and didn't maybe even realize that it was dead. So sometimes those things can include people who died of alcoholism or drug overdose who don't really understand that they're dead, and really recognize another person as a living being that they can draw energy from, right? So you need to be able to remove those attachments. So you can see why I don't want to use the words curse unraveling or even depossession in relating that to exorcism in a process and scaring clients who don't need to be scared. They just need to be helped to help heal themselves. So that's why I called it soul progression clearing, because that's a way to find out what is going on, find out what attached to you, and help it move on. As as an example of that, my first Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Murphy, was very old at the time, and I kept noticing that there was something showing up and, you know, kind of connecting to her. And my other dog and my cat would get very possessive and defensive and literally like guard her during those moments. So I was like, this was years ago before I really stepped into my work, and I called a psychic that I knew, and we discovered that I already knew my home was wide open to visitation, because that's the work that I chose when I came in here. But sometimes you have to be very careful of who shows up to visit. In this case, it was a dead man who didn't quite realize that he was dead, had a very powerful energy effect in our household, because from where he was in that in-between state on the way to the afterlife, he was looking down at my dog through an open portal into our home and thinking it was her dog and calling her to him. He was essentially trying to get her to die and go to him. That's not exactly what he intended, but that's what was actually happening. So we had to grab him and hold him firm and say, hey, you're dead, right? And then realized that his sister was trying to help him get to the afterlife. And so there was her influence there too. So it all got worked out, and he realized that he was dead and he was willing to go to the afterlife. And then he said, but I want to stay and help Murphy. I'm sorry that I scared her. Can I stay and help her? And I'm like, no way. Are you staying anywhere near me or my family? Out with you. Like, go to the afterlife. So that would be a case of compassionate depossession. And that's, and you see, if that was considered an exorcism, this poor guy who didn't even know he was dead and was confused, as most of the newly dead are, I mean, oh my God, you could set him back lifetimes in a process of exorcism that assumes something is really, really bad. Yes, there are some really, really bad things out there and they need to be dealt with, but none of them, and I believe this, none of them need to be dealt with like that. That is cruel and it's not really helping anyone. And I can say that from my experience. So what other areas would you look at in compassionate depossession and curse unraveling when you tie it into this process of soul progression clearing? What is your goal? Your goal is to continue to advance your soul. Your goal is to create the best life for yourself here, mind, body, and spirit. And as we go about our life, as we go about making mistakes, as we go about making triumphs in our life, we run into roadblocks, or we doubt ourselves, or we're not sure, or we listen to, you know, you're, especially women, listening to, well, you're supposed to take care of everybody because that's what women do kind of thing. And you get knocked off track. And so a soul progression clearing is like, okay, what's holding you back? Where do you feel that in your body? Do you feel it in your body? Where do you think it is? What are you thinking? And then looking at those thoughts and clearing those thoughts out, clearing out the self-doubt, clearing out the connections to things, whether it's a random dead person who's attached to your energy field, or whether it's just this thought form of responsibility that we all get put on us by ourselves or by the expectations of our culture and our families. And clearing that out, filling you up with healthy energy. Sometimes we will do this in a mediumship session where clients come to talk with their dead. Now, I'm not your normal medium. I am not going to play guessing games with you. I do not want to have to guess what your loved one's name is. That's what I have my dad for. My dad asked me to be a medium because he could see the energy lines between the living and the dead. And so when you come to me for a mediumship session, you tell me who you want to talk to, why you want to talk to them. My dad will go get them and bring them back, and we'll have a real conversation. I mean, not just, oh, yeah, you lived this year or that year, or play, you know, what's your favorite song? It's just totally boring. If you're going to a medium, you're going to a medium because you want to have a conversation. You already know that their soul, their consciousness has survived death. So let's have a real conversation. Let's find out what they're up to in the afterlife or what they think about what's going on. And sometimes people come because they need to resolve an issue that they had with someone. And that's what we do that. So we'll do a clearing to resolve grief and to clear out, you know, really some emotional things that happened in a mediumship session. Removing blocks. People unable to remove a lover's influence in their life. A person with a very strong energy, almost like an energy vampire. So those are the things we're looking at in soul progression clearing. So for you moving forward into the new year here as we wrap up the year, you can do some of this on your own. You can simply sit in meditation and or just sit with yourself and say, what is it that held me back in 2018? Who was it? What was it? You could even make notes about it and then sit there and invite your spiritual team to come and help you clear out those blocks, to let them go. And then when you feel like those things are gone, that they have moved on, and that your healing team has sent those connections into a divine fire to be burned up, then put your hands on your heart and invite healing energy to come in and fill you back up again. Give you a boost for 2019. Bring it to the point where you know that you are important to the world, that you came here to do something that only you can do, and the world will be the less for it if you do not do it. So trust yourself. Move forward into the new year with your own version of soul progression clearing. Obviously, if I can help, I'm here to do that. So this is the last broadcast, a live broadcast of the year. Cross your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath, let go of 2018, invite in 2019, and we'll see you again here on January 7th. Thank you and take care.